Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Escaping Denver, Batch 2, Episode 2, The Captive.
It took a few hours, but we found the source of the gunshot. We also got ourselves into a little hot water.
A little? We got it all wrong. The convoy wasn't coming here. It was leaving here. And like geniuses, we crept in to get a closer look and now are pretty much trapped. If we can...
And what do we have here?
Shit.
Look! They come in baby sizes.
Quick, get in the cage. You're pissing off the big ones.
Malanky.
What do you want us to do? We're gonna get ourselves killed. We don't have a game plan for this.
But they're hurting them.
We don't know that.
So those were happy sounds.
We need some order. 5 hours. That's all I need. 5 hours and we get these monsters upstairs and we can seal up this hellhole.
What about the escapees?
Fuck 'em. Palmer has a team for them. We're here for the fauna. Just keep those monsters quiet. We still don't know what else is out there.
You heard him. Cover up those cages.
5 hours. And we can just lay low here and wait them out.
They're just gonna bring them up, kill them, dissect them, and test on them. And likely not in that order.
That's what they'll do to us if they catch us.
Exactly.
I don't follow.
We can't abandon them because they're just like us. They weren't meant to be down here in some giant underground cavern. They're products of some pretty twisted science.
Just like us.
Exactly.
I get it, but I still don't know how we can help. We're vastly outnumbered, outgunned, and I'm missing a hand. Okay, I love the fire. We're going to need it to get out of here. I just don't think we can win this little detour.
But
We can't, Sarah. Think about it. Take a breath and think. It's impossible.
You're right. Let's get inside one of these dorms and get a wall between us and them.
It's like they know what's going on outside the dome. You good?
Yeah. I'm kind of tired of feeling helpless. You know? I wanted to do something. Anything.
And that time will come. I'm sure of it. But we have to survive long enough for that to happen.
Yeah.
Plus, don't forget that we're sending off these messages. It's not in vain. Someone will know about what's being done down here.
You're right. The messages. Maybe I can take a closer look at what this little convoy is. Record it, you know?
I don't think.
We have to do something, Noah. I have to. I'm losing my mind down here, and if it just...
Fine? I may not have known you long. Hell, I don't even know your real name, but I know you well enough to know not to stand in your way. Just looking?
Just looking.
Okay. Let's take 20 minutes and meet back here. I'll see what I can find in the dome.
Deal.
I thought you'd want a little closure on what was going on with Noah and Sarah right away. Didn't want to make you wait. So the collective is collecting. I guess we should have seen that coming. My guess is that they haven't been down to those caverns in years, and things might have, well, evolved. We knew from the autopsy room that they weren't growing creatures for fun, so it makes sense to capitalize on this little ecosystem they've created. That's probably the silver lining that Palmer used when he informed them of his failure to capture Noah and Sarah. He had to say something, and it seems like he's been given another chance to hunt them down. The last group was equipped with those chupacabras, so I wonder what he has in store for them now. Oh, and I looked up that word. Malenki? It means small. And we have confirmation that, you know, some of these soldiers are Ukrainian. I don't see how that helps us yet, but it's still too early to tell. And while it's incredibly dangerous, I'm happy that Sarah has taken a closer look at this convoy. More information for us. Hopefully we learn, you know, what these creatures look like. Is there a logo, an emblem, a marking, something that I can research from here? Why have I heard of the New World Order or the Illuminati and not the Collective? We need more to go on, and hopefully we get it.
It's refreshing to know that Sarah and I record our disagreements. Not because we can circle back and continue a healthy, grown-up discussion. No. No, it's because you're going to be listening to it, which means you'll be able to pick a side. Because I'm right. Right? No, I'm right. We can't save those creatures. Not without getting ourselves killed. And has she forgotten that these creatures have been trying to kill us too? We're not saving puppies. These are monsters of myth and science, and they don't know I'm their friend. They just know I look an awful lot like the assholes who put them in cages. It's like she's never seen a movie before. Try to contain the alien. Boom. Kills everyone. Let's just bring King Kong to the city. Nothing bad can happen there. Or even that second Jurassic Park movie where they... Shit. Oh, damn it. Fuck. I know how we can help.
I'm an idiot. I got cocky, got myself into trouble. I'm under one of their truck things, like a fish in a barrel. The truck beside me drove away, and now I can't escape because I'm an idiot. The 20-minute deadline I gave Noah came and went, and I haven't learned that much because I can't see shit from down here. I've seen a lot of feet. There's at least 25 to 30 of them. A dozen trucks and a bunch of trailers. All the cages were covered, though, so I didn't even see the animals. But some of the cages were big. I'm thinking that they...
I just don't see why...
Wait till we get in the truck.
I don't see why we can't just leave now. Why wait 4 more hours?
You know better than to question the orders. There are no trials down here.
What are you trying to say?
You know exactly what I'm saying. It's easier to replace you than risk dissent.
What dissent? I just want to leave now. He stopped our search for creatures, and now we're just waiting out the clock. Which is dangerous because we've lost 6 on this little trapping expedition already.
You don't need to remind me. But we're waiting out the clock because Palmer's team needed time to gear up, and they wanted to make sure there was always a team on the ground.
But we're not even looking for the escapees.
Of course not. You've seen the size of this place. Assuming they're still in here, what are the chances of us finding them and...
We got an escapee sighting. Where? Where did you see them? By the dome. Which dome? Help me.
Shit. Let's go.
Everyone fan out.
Now's my chance.
So I'm an idiot. It's just that the 20 minutes came and went, and came and went, and after an hour I got nervous, so I did a thing. I got on the radio and threw some chaos into the mix. Oh, I'm such an idiot. Whether they believe me or not, now they know we're alive. They're obligated to seek us out, even if there was a chance they were going to just leave us alone. Now we have to act. Fuck. Why didn't she just come back? She's supposed to be the sensible one between us. We'll never make it out if both of us are being idiots at the same time. I really shouldn't have used the radio.
No, you shouldn't have. But thank God you did.
You're alive.
Hey, maybe turn down that surprise a little bit.
It's just, when you didn't... But you're right. You're right, okay? I shouldn't have doubted you.
And I shouldn't have left, or even.
Oh, well, the math checks out. You learn anything?
Only that we're dealing with a small army who look like they're trying to move a zoo.
Yeah, but we have the advantage of being able to sneak around the domes.
They set up camp beyond the domes.
I don't understand.
This cavern just keeps going. For real. About 6 domes from here, it just opens right up. Almost like a field. The plants from the last domes tore through the walls, so it's like a strip of truly wild forest. The ground even felt mossy. But even then, that stops, because the lights do too. There's like a 100-foot no man's land before you reach their camp, which is lit up like a maximum security prison.
So?
So you were right. It's impossible.
What if I was wrong?
But you weren't.
Ever seen the second Jurassic Park movie?
They made 2?
Yeah, they made like...
What the...
Did that tree just eat her?
That's what it looked like.
Have we just been hanging out in a dome with killer trees?
Yeah, I wouldn't say hanging out, but...
We're idiots.
Right there with you. Yeah, let's leave.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, here should work. I'll do the whole lookout thing.
Thank you. It's been a couple of hours, but we've managed to avoid them so far. Most of the soldiers have returned to the camp. Noah has come up with a plan.
Technically, it's Michael Crichton's plan.
I thought you said it was Vince Vaughn's plan. That's how you sold it.
Well, Michael Crichton wrote the book.
You read the book?
No.
Can I move on? Okay, so... We have a plan stolen from a movie, stolen from a book. We might be grossly outnumbered and outgunned, but if we release the animals, it'll even the odds. Problem is, the place is so lit up that you can't even cast a shadow. That's why we're going to take out the generators. I don't know how yet, but we're hoping our plan will be more sophisticated than just unplugging stuff.
That will literally kill us.
So you've said. Get back to watch.
I just need to know that... You know it will kill us.
Mm-hmm. Noted. Officially. I'll have it added to the minutes. Happy? So, we take out the generators, and in the darkness, somehow unlock as many cages as we can.
We should start with the big cages.
I imagine we'll start with whatever is closest. There are only 2 of us.
Sorry. Just super nervous. Because I'm not a Navy SEAL or have ever done anything like this before.
Well, if it's any consolation, I don't think many Navy SEALs can boast about doing what we're about to do.
Fair, but if it's all the same to you, I think I'm just going to throw up again.
If it rains any harder, I'll go inside. I got one of those 10x10 tents so I could find some peace up here. Right. Sarah didn't stop recording while Noah threw up. I'd have been sick too. This is video game stuff. They have to cross what Sarah lovingly called no man's land, become electrical engineers, then, somehow in complete darkness, open up the cages. Then they have to avoid the monsters they've unleashed. So I searched man-eating tree, and to my surprise, there was actually quite a bit on the subject. The Madagascar tree seems to be the closest fit because it has branches like hungry serpents. Internet says it's a hoax, but... I'm thinking that the internet may not be as reliable as I once thought. Maybe only one ever existed, and now it's down there with Noah and Sarah, below Denver, feasting once more. What's bothering me most isn't the man-eating tree, it's why didn't it eat Noah and Sarah? Are they not human?
I'm at the generator. Sarah is at the other one. I had this whole elaborate plan to maybe... light this thing on fire, but there's literally an on-off switch and a set of keys in it. If I just shut it off and take the keys?
Somebody
looks like
that's
what Sarah did.
What the hell's going on?
Now,
hey, what's happening? I don't understand what's going on.
My way to some... Ouch. Fuck.
Get the generator back on.
I'm trying, but the keys are gone.
How are the keys gone?
No idea, sir. They're just gone.
Well, look. They're clearly on the ground nearby. Where else could they have fallen?
Yeah. Yeah, keep looking on the ground. You won't find them there. It's working. Not like we planned, but it's working. They've lit up flashlights, headlights. They're all out there blinding each other. Seriously. Looks like a music festival out there. Damn it. Sarah must be ahead of me. I gotta get some cages open. Whoa. I can't see it. Not beyond its shape. It's huge. It's not too huge. You're the right size. You're the right size. Looks like it's a simple pin system. Easy. Easy, okay? I'm helping you. If I pull these three pins, that door should just swing open. Now the scary part. What are the chances you won't eat me? I'm just gonna open it a little. Rest is up to you. Hi-ya! Yeah, go, 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 go!
The creatures are out!
Yeah, it was amazing. It's almost like a bear, but the size of an SUV. So it didn't have fur, like an elephant bear or something. More cages. I'll check back in later. I need to get out of here, but I've encountered a bit of a problem. Get off! Your parents are that way. I don't know where Sarah is, but I ended up opening way more than half the cages. I'm sorry. Get off! Damn it! All the big things I freed knew what to do. Like they were in on the plan. Not a single one has turned around to try to eat me, knock on wood. They all just burst forth, hungry for soldiers. But this little guy is terrified and doesn't want to leave my side. You don't want to come with me? I don't know what you eat, or more importantly, what your parents eat. Fine. You're coming with me, and we're getting out of here. Up. There we go. We're just looking for Sarah, our friend. And she's going to see for herself you came with me on your own and that I didn't do anything wrong. I mean, what was I supposed to...
You stole a monkey.
You're alive.
Yeah, and you stole a monkey.
It's not a monkey, I don't think.
All right, ape.
Probably closer to ape. I'm pretty sure it's... So you know the Sasquatch.
Wait, you stole a baby Bigfoot?
It followed me.
We should get moving.
That's it? No lecture for bringing home a new pet?
I'm not your mother. Plus, I need your help with something.
You steal a monster, too?
Something like that.
What the hell are you gonna do with me?
I don't know what their endgame is here. I mean, I understood their original plan. Unleash the animals, cause chaos. I just, for whatever reason, thought they would get a win. But no. Instead, they threw rocks at the beehive and walked away. And, can't believe I'm saying this, they stole a baby Sasquatch. We'll see how that plays out. But I'm happy they did something. I had no love for creatures in cages. I just don't know what good it did Noah and Sarah. Sure, it messed with the collective's plan, so at least there's that. And now, Sarah has a hostage. I can't see the collective negotiating to get that soldier back, and I think Sarah knows that too. Which makes me wonder about Sarah's plan. What is she up to? Thank you to Curious Cast for your help getting these messages out. And if you want to get in touch with me, there's escapingdenverpod@gmail.com, @escapingdenver on Instagram, or join the discussion on Reddit @rescapingdenver. I'll be back in a couple weeks with another episode of Escaping Denver.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.